I'm the best player on the team, but my coach is making me sit out half the game. He thinks I hog the ball.
If you want to be a team player, you can't just be good at the game. You also have to think of others. What's your favorite sport to play? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. So, do you have a favorite sport that you like to play? Do you wish that you could always be the best player at that sport and get the most playing time? Well, that kind of selfish attitude doesn't really work to make the whole team good, does it? Even if it does make you look good. 1 Corinthians 10 says this, "Whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God, for I am not seeking my own good, but the good of many." Let's learn more about that today. Our story is called Team Player. Dawson scowled as he climbed into the car after basketball practice. "What's wrong, Dawson?" Mom asked. "Did your practice not go well?" "No," Dawson responded. "We split into teams for a practice game, and my team won by 4, and I scored 28 points. But instead of congratulating me, Coach lectured me after the game. He said I was hogging the ball and taking risky shots. He's going to sit me out half of our game this Friday so the other guys get to play more." Dawson shook his head. "It's not fair, Mom. I'm the best player on our team. I should be on the court." Mom started driving home. "Do you remember when Dad was offered that high school teaching job last year?" she asked. "Sure," Dawson replied. "But he turned it down because he likes teaching middle school better, right?" "Actually, your dad has always wanted to teach high school," Mom explained. "But to take the job, our family would have had to move. You would have had to switch schools in the middle of the year, and I would have had to quit my job at church. Your dad and I didn't think it would be a good fit for our family, so he turned down the job." Dawson looked confused. "So Dad turned it down because of us?"
"Yeah," said Mom.
"You know, Dad's decision reminds me of a verse in 1 Corinthians that says not to seek your own good, but the good of many. The Bible tells us that life isn't about making ourselves happy. It's about knowing Jesus and sharing his love with others. Even though he's God, he became human and died for us so we could have eternal life with him. And he wants to help us show that same kind of love to others. But in order to do that, we have to think about others and how our actions affect them." Dawson was quiet for a moment. Finally, he sighed. "I guess I could share the ball more with my teammates. Coach thinks it will help them play better if they have more time handling the ball." Mom smiled. "Sounds like you're starting to think about the good of many, Dawson. And you know what? That kind of thinking might just make you a better player yourself." So how about you? Do you make decisions based only on what will make you happy? The Bible makes it clear that life isn't all about you. It's about Jesus and sharing his love with others. Friends, family members, neighbors, they all need God's grace just like you do. And when you make decisions that help them instead of only thinking of yourself, you show them what it's like to be part of God's team. Our key verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 31 and 33. "Whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God, for I am not seeking my own good, but the good of many, so that they may be saved." And our key thought for today, seek the good of many. Do you want to be on Keys for Kids Radio? If you do, become a day sponsor. Just cover the cost of one day of broadcasting and we'll help you craft a special message that will be played 12 times throughout the day. You can celebrate birthdays, anniversaries, and surprise your kids or grandkids by saying hello to them on air by name. To learn more, go to keysforkids.net and tap donate in the menu. That's keysforkids.net and tap donate. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.